Welcome to the Revitalizing Health Podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Pavlovich, a naturopath with a background in evolutionary biology. Here, I like to share conscious conversations about how environmental, community, and personal health are all connected, and how improving the health of the planet can impact the health of ourselves and vice versa. I also share insights as to how to cope with the busyness and the stress of modern day life, especially in the context of high achieving people, because let's face it, a lot of us have a lot on our plate and there is always a lot to get done, and we're up against a built environment that isn't necessarily adapted for the ways our bodies have evolved over millennia. So join me as I have some great conversations with a bunch of awesome people about regeneration, nutrition, herbal medicine, lifestyle, sustainability, soil health, stress management, mindset, and a whole bunch more. I think that to enact meaningful change, it all has to start with a conversation. So I hope you can enjoy this one. Happy listening. Hey there, welcome to this episode of the podcast. Here I am on Wurundjeri land, the usual home digs, and I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians, the Wurundjeri people of this particular region where I live, where I work, where I spend a lot of my time. So just paying my respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of this region. But please acknowledge also those custodians where you're coming from today, whose land that you are on, whatever you are doing as you're listening to this. Thank you for being here. Thank you for showing your presence and for listening and for your time. Today's going to be a short, quick, snappy episode because I kind of just want to get straight to the point about something. In clinic, a lot of the time, a lot of the people I work with kind of bring up a very similar kind of concern or issue or kind of annoying thing that they just can't get past. So we might be working on, doesn't matter what we're working on, you know, we might be working on stress management, we might be working on digestive issues or hormonal stuff, menstrual stuff, whatever it is. In any case, I'm usually going to give a lot of kind of foundational recommendations. So things around dietary changes, lifestyle changes, practices you can do on a daily basis. There's also, you know, some kind of other therapeutics like nutrigenomic formulations or herbal medicines and stuff when we see that they're necessary. But irrespective of what I'm prescribing people and what we're kind of working to plan together as a kind of like treatment plan, a lot of people can come back or maybe not even consciously kind of talk about it, but people are, depending on where they're at in their journey, kind of talk about this feeling like it's really like it's motivating to start and there's this enthusiasm at the start, like, yes, I'm going to do this stuff. And then slowly we just kind of taper off and we forget to do that thing, or we, you know, whether it's forget to take the supplement or I forget to, you know, make sure that I'm getting up with the sun and getting my eyes in the sunlight or whatever the recommendations are, making sure I'm turning off the screens an hour or so before bed, or my dietary choices are starting to fall behind at work and I'm, you know, starting to pick at the less than ideal afternoon tea options that are showing up in the staff room and things like that. We start to feel a bit disheartened, like, why couldn't I stick it out? Like, why am I kind of falling behind with the plan? And then we feel like we've failed, or like we just can't, we just can't change. Why can't we change? And it's really frustrating. A lot of you may know the term or have heard the term self-sabotage, and multiple times I've kind of brought up the point. It kind of started with, I guess, the conversation I had with Gemma Hanley in a previous episode where we were talking about self-sabotage as being self-protection. It's your body, your nervous system saying, okay, what you're doing is different and we don't like that. It's not comfortable to us. It's not familiar to us. So we're actually going to do what we can to make sure that we get back to the sense of comfort, the sense of familiarity. And so that's why it's really easy to fall off the bandwagon, so to speak. But what I want to ask you today is, are you getting in your own way? Are you aware that there are patterns, behaviors, limiting beliefs in your life affecting you that prevent you from really achieving the goals that you want to achieve? Are you getting in your own way? Now, you're not doing this consciously, because if you were, then it'd be very counterintuitive, because you're choosing to follow a different plan, make different changes in life. You're not going to consciously be like, well, I'm just going to not do those things. It's actually subconscious. So it's that underlying sort of deeper autonomic nervous system, which is saying, we don't feel safe with this because it's not what we're used to. So it's going to do what it can to make sure it gets back to its baseline, which may not necessarily be a favorable outcome. It's just what it's used to. So if you are aware that you have these patterns or behaviors that are getting in your own way, getting in the way of your progress, then I'm kind of excited to talk to you about a technique that I am implementing in my clinical practice. And shortly, I'm going to be offering this as consultations in and of themselves. So this modality is called naturopathic emotional release, or NER. And so I've done quite a bit of training in this, and I am seeing really, really interesting and profound results in myself, but also in the existing clients that I do have who I'm using it with. So I've been using this technique in clinical practice, and I'm using it kind of in conjunction with my regular naturopathic consultations, but I'm actually finding it so profound that I'm wanting to offer this like just on its own, because it in itself can create massive change in people's lives. So whether you know what the self-sabotaging or self-protective pattern is, it doesn't matter, because what NER is able to do is it's able to pick up the relevant emotion within your body where it's stuck and then transmute it out. I'm going to have Carly McKean on the podcast, who is the founder of Naturopathic Emotional Release and who has taught me this technique. I'm going to have her on so that we can talk about it in a bit more detail for you. But I've used a lot of different kind of techniques for moving through stuck emotions and stuff. We've talked about things like somatic experiencing and those kinds of things on previous episodes and stuff. A lot of these techniques are really effective. You know, I find acupuncture is really helpful for transmuting emotions or underlying sort of stagnant energies that are just getting in the way of us healing, whether it's healing, you know, physical issues or mental, emotional, spiritual issues. It's a really kind of great practice for that. What I have found is that NER, which is kind of like a conglomerate of a lot of these different techniques, like utilizing traditional Chinese medicine meridians, using kinesiology to assess the body through muscle testing so we can communicate with your unconscious mind, communicate with your nervous system to see what actually is triggering it. And then using techniques like EFT or emotional freedom technique, tapping to actually tap out and transmute that emotion. So the kind of connecting all of these different types of modalities. Now, Carly will definitely explain this better because she has kind of created this in and of itself. But I have found that NER in particular is a really streamlined and efficient process. So you can process layers of emotions within minutes, just going through them. And what's really cool is it's really adaptable to addressing emotional origins of physical issues or kind of other more like psychological or mental issues or patterns, behaviors. It doesn't have to be just like an emotional thing. And the good thing is you don't have to necessarily talk about it. You don't, even if something, you know, we detect an emotion that's related to the stimulus, you may not actually know where it comes from. But other people that I've worked on, they say, no, this is why I'm experiencing that emotion. And they know exactly why. And talking about that and sharing that with me is healing in and of itself. And then we tap it out, we transmit that emotion, and the body responds in certain ways depending on, you know, the unique individual. And then after that, there's kind of like, it might not feel any different, but I'm noticing with the work that I've done on myself as well, in particular, where things felt stressful before. So where, for example, procrastination can be an issue for me when I'm working, if I don't have like a lot of consults booked, or I have days where I'm working on admin stuff, there's a little bit more flexibility in the day. It can be really easy for me to get distracted or procrastinate. I'm finding now having to really, instead of like focus, or, you know, like try and really do one thing and like focus on that and it being a challenge, now there's just like a sense of ease about it. I'm like, I just flow to the next thing. You know, I'm easily flowing from this task to a break. Now I know what I'm doing next. Not, oh, I've got so many things to do today. I'm going to do this thing, this thing, this thing. If any of you kind of procrastinate, you might relate to that. But doing NER and figuring out some of these underlying emotional issues behind that procrastination is helping me to be more productive in my day. So that's just one example. But there are so many scenarios where you can maybe think, where am I potentially sabotaging myself? Like, it might just be, you know, with a certain habit, like you can't avoid a certain food because you really crave it. Now, there could be a nutritional reason for that. There could be a physiological reason for that, but there might be an emotional reason why you crave that food. And we can pick that up with NER and we can kind of explore that, or we can just find that emotion, all right, acknowledge that it's there, and then transmute that out and then see how you respond in the days to follow, in the weeks to follow, and see if there are any changes. And I think I'm really, really appreciative of learning this technique because I think it's going to be a game changer for my clients. It's already been a game changer for me personally and professionally. It's super helpful. And so I just wanted to introduce you to that technique in today's episode and just kind of talk about, you know, that whole idea of, are you getting in your own way? Because a lot of us are and we don't realize it. A lot of us are and we do realize it and we are aware, but we feel powerless to change it. So if you are one of those people, then I encourage you to get in contact with me. If you want to learn more about NER, just send me a message on Instagram and say, hey, I want to learn more about NER and I can let you know what I've got going. At the moment of recording this episode, I do not have NER consultations up on my website. I'm in the process of kind of restructuring the website so that can be up there. But if you are an existing client, or if even if you're a new client, I am kind of just doing appointments as I go. So although there's not a way to physically book them on the website yet, I do encourage you to get in contact with me, even if you are just curious and want to know kind of how it looks as a consult. I'm just doing 60-minute, like hour-long consults, and I find that's a really good time frame for this modality, this technique. I'm talking specifically about this assessment tool, but going back to the reason why I use this, which is the topic of this episode, are you getting in your own way? That's what I really want to come back to. So just today, whatever you're doing, just take a moment to reflect on that. And like, do you feel like there are aspects of your identity, aspects of your behavior or the way that you think that you would like to kind of change because you feel like they're preventing you from being the person you want to be, or doing the things you want to do? That's kind of the question I want to ask you today. So just kind of feel into that. And I'm keen to hear from you if you have anything come up around, if there is something within you that is preventing you from doing what you want to do in life. And of course, if you're interested in moving through some of that with me, please do get in touch. But aside from that, I'm going to let you go and get on with your day. And I really appreciate you being here. And I really hope that you're able to kind of integrate this short little episode. This is probably the shortest one I've done. I'm usually a bit of a rambler. So hopefully this little bit of food for thought for you is helpful to go into your day. And of course, if you like this episode, if you like any other episodes, please do consider subscribing to the podcast, following the podcast on whatever apps and programs you listen to. And I would love to have a review on Apple Podcasts. If you would love to leave one, it helps to disseminate and share the podcast far and wide for people who may get some benefit from it. So thank you for listening. I hope this was useful for you today, and I can't wait to see you in the next episode. So until then, be well and take care.